Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. Good Monday morning. Mike Steven here with you in for Bob Surratt today. It's 7:50 in the morning on Monday, December 27th, and here we are in the holiday season. And during the holiday season, we usually like to buy things for each other, which is great. And we like to go places like hotels and go to restaurants. And that's all wonderful because in addition to just being nice and enjoyable and fun, this also gives our economy a little bit of a shot in the arm. In 2021, though, here we are. We're going through a pandemic. Could this put a damper on our economic outlook this season? Well, with us to talk about this is Lamont Black. He is an associate professor of finance at DePaul University. Professor Black, welcome to WGN. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
So, okay, let's talk about this holiday season first of all. So normally, this is, like I say, a little bit of a shot in the arm. Just give us some background, some context here. When we talk about this holiday season overall economically, what is usually the impact or the importance of it?
Yeah, the holiday season is especially important for retail sales. You know, consumer spending is about 70% of the U.S. economy, and a big part of that comes from this holiday season. So every year we look to this for an increase in spending. As you said, people buying gifts for one another. But this has been a tough year with the Omicron variant, and so there's definitely been some challenges.
That's right. And I know that the challenges, especially for brick and mortar shops, for them to get people into those stores. But in terms of online sales, I know that there's been a big impact. Hey, we can shop from our devices, from our computers. So online, in terms of that, when we look at this season, this holiday season, and overall in 2021, that's been significant, hasn't it?
Of course. Preliminary estimates of retail sales in the holiday season are actually quite good. But as you said, much of that's coming from online spending. So when people have to stay home due to the quarantine, they still are opening up their pocketbooks to buy gifts. And so I think the real challenge is for brick-and-mortar retail sales, especially downtown here in Chicago. You know, people just aren't going down there for holiday shopping like they used to. So I think the outlook for the city is particularly concerning.
We should mention that there was the study that came out, it was released yesterday from MasterCard Spending Pulse. Online sales up 11% and in-store sales up 8.1% between November 1st and Christmas Eve. But let's go back to what you just said there about the brick-and-mortar shops and stores. When we talk about Chicago, I know that there was an editorial from the Chicago Tribune a few days ago talking about the need to revitalize what's going on in the shopping areas in downtown Chicago. And look, that is a big time revenue generating machine because you think about the people that go spend money on those businesses, but also maybe you go to a restaurant or you go to a hotel or you ride the CTA. So I think it's worth emphasizing the importance of a commercial district like what we have in the Loop to the greater economy locally here.
Yeah, the Loop has always driven the Chicago economy as a whole. And, you know, ever since the beginning of the COVID pandemic, everyone knew that with the shutdown that things were going to change. But I think the hope was that we could get back to normal, that eventually things would pick up downtown. And some of that certainly come back. I'm sure some of your listeners have been down there and there are signs of life. But, you know, the economy has changed. We've shifted towards a more remote workplace environment. So many people who live in the suburbs and would typically be commuting downtown Monday through Friday, we're just getting less of that. And even as things improve with the COVID crisis, I think we're still going to see less of that. So cities like Chicago have to re-envision a kind of a new purpose for being downtown.
And I wanted to talk to you about that. It's the solutions here, or the sort of reimagining this downtown area. We're used to, you know, for years what it has become, which, you know, if you look at where it was, you know, 20, 25, 30 years ago, Chicago has done a pretty nice job in terms of revitalizing the State Street area and downtown, where it's a destination for people to go and shop and spend money. And so it's possible to do something like that again, but what might that look like if we're talking about reimagining this area going forward in the wake of the pandemic?
Well, I think attractions like Millennium Park and the new Riverwalk have been very successful. And, you know, DePaul's business school is right downtown on State Street. And we've seen some of that energy coming back. But, you know, the nature of the Loop has historically been more commercial, more office space. And so commercial real estate has largely been dedicated to that. But, you know, if people are going to be working remotely, then you're not going to see as many people using that space. And so vacancies are up. And I think some of those offices are having to think about a shift towards maybe more residential, more mixed use. And the real, I think, key to this is figuring out what is the destination of the Loop. If people don't have to come down there for work, then they need to be choosing to come down there. And so we need to offer the type of amenities that make it a place where people want to be. You know, there's a lot of benefits to remote work. You know, people can collaborate on Zoom and other online tools, but there's still a need for human connection. And that's ultimately what an urban environment provides. It's that face-to-face interaction. And if that's not necessarily driven by the workplace, then we need other reasons to be in person in these types of urban cores.
Yeah, in fact, the lead story, page one of the Tribune today, don't expect remote work to go away completely. People are going to be working remote well into 2022. Going forward here, Professor, are you optimistic? And I think these days especially, we're always trying to look for some optimism because there is a lot of doom and gloom out there that we hear about. But is there anything that makes you optimistic when we think about this economic situation going forward?
You know, I, as you said, there are challenges, you know, rising inflation, supply chain issues. The Fed is going to be raising rates. That's going to put more stress on the financial markets and on the economy in general. But, you know, we are in a period of economic recovery. I do think the worst is behind us. And so it's really a question of growth and how quickly that growth can return. It's probably not going to come back as quickly as most of us hoped. And as it relates to this new remote work environment, you know, I think there are concerns that some people have of we're just all going to end up sitting at home staring at screens for the rest of our lives. But that's not the nature of people. I think we all desire that personal human touch that you can't replace with a computer screen. So ultimately, I think cities like Chicago will survive, but it's going to take time. And I think we'll all have reasons to come back together once that becomes possible.
I'll take it. I'll take the optimism. We'll go out on a high note here. Lamont Black, Associate Professor of Finance at DePaul University. Thank you so much for talking to us today, and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Mike.